Good morning and welcome to Manna on Monday with Pastor Ron. And so I hope that your year is going by well. It's going by so quickly, it seems. But we're definitely on the move today in Proverbs chapter 29. And if you'll remember, Proverbs 29 has a parallel book in the New Testament, and that is the book of James. And so we're going to jump into that study here today, but first we need to pray. So won't you join me as we pray? Father, I love being loved by you. Love the way that you care for us, even when we wouldn't care for ourselves, when we might look down upon ourselves because of something said or behavior. But God, we invite you, have your way in us. Take the incidents of our lives, even the difficult ones that we face, and help us to learn from those things. Lord, help us to discern what it is that you're trying to teach us and what you're trying to shape in us. And so, Lord, we praise you because you only have our good in mind. That's what your grace is all about. And so, Lord, we pray that you would bless us as we spend time in your word, dividing it correctly. Thank you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. Do you remember when you were in elementary school and you learned about antonyms? I thought that was a kind of a cool time in elementary school, learning the opposites, you know. And of course, there's the opposite to hot is cold. The opposite to before is after. Big, small. Day, night. Over, under. Young and old, and so on. So fun. But as I've been looking at Proverbs 29 and just trying to step back and get more of a 25,000 or 30,000 foot view, I see that. I see this chapter is contains tons of antonyms, but it's of character. And so that's, and we see that readily throughout the book of Proverbs. But here, just to kind of give you an example, in verse 2, it says, "When the righteous increase, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan." So there's our antonym, if you will, of character, where the righteous, there's increase. With the wicked, there's groaning, there's mourning, there's decrease. You know, it's difficult. Verse 3. "He who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth." So wisdom brings gladness to people. Foolishness, or in this particular case, it's described as, you know, participating with prostitutes, brings heartache, brings sorrow. It's squandering. It's missing the opportunity of a value of a life that can be so much better. Verse 4, but by justice a king builds up the land, but he who exacts gifts tears it down. So justice builds up, whereas partiality, you know, tears down. It's like if you step over the boundary of equitability, if you will, in the way that you manage things, that it's honoring, and you know it's beneficial to those around us. Interestingly enough, in that passage, as it talks about the king and his justice that builds up the land, it actually is the picture of the character of the king is what will be reflected in justice, and the benefit will be in the land, one way or the other. And so how is it that that's done in our lives? Well, James gives us a little counsel on that. In James chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, it says, "But if you show partiality, you are committing sin." We got to remember, James doesn't pull any punches. You know, he's got a pretty good jab. "But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors." So the law says that's wrong. And so that then, because you've chosen to do that, you have a new description. Your character is described as a transgressor, one opposed to what is right. Wow. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become guilty of all of it. For he who said, "Do not commit adultery," also said, "Do not murder." And if you do not commit adultery but do murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. Whoa. So when we think about the transgression of the law, of simpler things, of that we shall have no other God before us, and we put somebody else in front of Christ and our relationship with him, we've broken the whole law. When we use his name in a blasphemous way, and I'm certain that we've all done it. We've broken all the laws. But God says, so speak and act as those who are to be judged under the law of liberty. Man, so I need to be careful. I need to be wise. I need to be just in what I'm thinking and in my speech. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. So there's the side of it that just said, you know, if you haven't shown mercy in your life and you're judging someone, then that's going to come back on you. Because mercy, as God's word says, oh, I love this statement, mercy triumphs over judgment. That's refreshing. It's like relieving, right? Well, let's get back to Proverbs 29. Let's go on to verse 5. It says, a man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. So flattery snares. And so that passage could actually be taken a couple of different ways. One, it could be taken that the man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his own feet, you know, that he's going to be tripped up because his neighbor's not going to trust him. It's like, well, what's the deal? What does that guy want, you know? As opposed to then the other part to that is a man flatters his neighbor and spreads a net for his feet. You know, I do have a purpose in trying to capture you or trip you up, if you will. And so we want to be careful about, you know, the justice in our own heart towards others. Let's keep going. Verse 6, an evil man is ensnared in his transgressions, but a righteous man sings and rejoices. Evil is snared. It's a trap. Righteousness is rejoicing, but righteousness is freedom. I love the fact that God is so merciful that if you've spent time worshiping him and just reviewing those songs and lyrics and singing them throughout the day, oftentimes what he wakes me up with, and I think that it's not just me, it's people, his people, is he wakes us up with worship. It's like we've got our own alarm clock tuned to the worship of God. And so what a great way to wake up in the morning is singing the Lord, worshiping songs to the Lord. Verse 7, a righteous man knows the rights of the poor, and a wicked man does not understand such knowledge. Rights protect. Wickedness, I don't even want to think about it. I don't even see the need for it. It's incomprehensible. James says in 1:26, it says this, if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. So it's just like, so it's more of what comes out of the mouth is what defiles a man. It's not what goes in. But then it goes on, it says, religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and keep oneself unstained from the world. So the heart is revealed through action is the point behind that. So what is your heart revealing in your life? And if you want to change those actions, then there's always that road that we've talked about many times before, and it's the road of humility. Humility or surrender leads to honor with Jesus. We're going to get into more study here later on, but for right now, we're going to pull up and say, I hope you have a great week, and thank you for joining me, and we'll look forward to spending more time with you next week. God bless.